It's Monday and it's also a brand new week, so I hope you are feeling revived and refreshed after your weekend and ready to take on the week ahead. So actually, on Wednesday, we are finishing this month's topic of true self-care, and it really has been a fantastic month. For those of you who only joined in the last week or two, or as the topic started, I hope you've got something from it. And if you missed any of the teachings over the course of the month, whether you've just joined or you've just haven't had time to do it as a current member, do go back and listen to the audios. The text messages obviously would have sent you some new stuff. But as we finish out this week, I just wanted to really summarize a little bit what self-care is all about and how you can start to develop a proper practice to be able to bring into your everyday life. So at the start of this month, I would have talked about the difference between, you know, a self-care practice and self-care. And just to summarize that quickly again as a reminder, self-care is care of yourself. It is taking the time to make sure you're prioritizing your overall well-being, whether that is from your emotional to your mental to physical, your financial to your relationships, to your social life, to your working life and beyond. Every aspect of our lives need to be looked after, not just one thing. But really, when we start at the core, it is to do with our emotions and our mindset. Because if we can get those in a place of balance, acknowledge our emotions, acknowledge our thoughts, heal and work through how we're feeling. And as I always say, and you're probably sick hearing me saying it, our negative emotions are really good indicators as to what is actually going on for us. So if we acknowledge those and we actually give ourselves space to ask ourselves how we are each and every day, or at least once a week, as you've been doing with the emotional tracker every week, I really feel that that will make a huge difference to be how then you can take the steps to heal and to move forward. Everybody has a stressful life. Some of us go through periods where things are more stressful than others. You might be in a good place at the moment. You might be in a really crap place at the moment. No matter where you are, know that things can change. But without you prioritizing your care of yourself, you're going to find it hard to get that balance, to get that mental and emotional space and heal those elements of yourself to be able to create those things that you want in your life. The second aspect is a self-care practice, and this is what we get confused with. So when we say, well, you know, I got my hair done at the weekend and I spent some time with my friends, that's wonderful. They are the practices of self-care. It is when you have decided that you deserve to look after yourself, that you're prioritizing your well-being, you then go on and have little practices like that that build you up. But fundamentally, it does come down to your emotional and your mental well-being, and they are absolutely at the forefront of everything. The other thing that I would say with this is that when you look after yourself, when you are thriving and when you're in balance and when you're creating and living the life that you absolutely desire, you then act as a role model for those around you. I remember a few months ago, I put a quote up on my Facebook and Instagram pages. And if you haven't joined either of those, I do put up regular posts and little videos on that. It's timeforme.ie on both Instagram and Facebook. But I put up a post saying self-care means giving the world the best of us instead of what's left of us. And that's so true. So it's like you're giving yourself the best of yourself. You're giving the world the best of yourself. Have you ever been so burnt out and so run down in yourself, and then you've tried to go on and be great in work, or being a great daughter, a great friend, a great partner, great co-worker, whatever it might be, and you just literally have nothing left? That's not how you want to live your life. So when you're thriving and you're shining, you're going to be able to then be that role model to help other people do the same and be the best for you and the best for everybody else. So that is another part of looking at why this is so important. Also, the other thing is, for those of you who have been members for this past whole month and haven't sat down and set your goals and haven't checked in with your weekly goals and haven't checked in with your weekly emotional tracking, the question is why? Why did you not take the time to do it? And this isn't giving out when I'm saying, why did you not do it? It's like, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you take that space? I created a really simple emotional tracker every Wednesday, where you literally just clicked on the link and you're able to just tap in exactly how you feel. And then at the end of this month, for those of you that did it, and so many of you did do it, and it was brilliant to see that, and so many of you tracked your goals, I'm going to be sending you like a little graph and a little progress kind of report of how you've got on over the month. So I'm here to help you do that. All you have to do is take the time to actually work towards these things, but really just check in and say, where am I at? And I will give you back all of the information at the end of the month. So I would highly encourage you that if you haven't done that this month, that you do next month when we start our new topic on Thursday, which I will be announcing. If you have any questions on self-care, because tomorrow is going to be the goals and Wednesday is going to be the emotional tracking, and I'll obviously put a few little tips and hints in the text over the next 2 days, but you won't be having another audio now on this topic. But if you've any questions on how you can better or get a better sense of your own personal self-care, or if you've questions on things you're doing around self-care and they're not working, or you find that they are working and you want to improve them, please feel free to text me. I am here to answer. Please know that when you text me, all your text messages go out individually. So I don't send them out as a group. They all are scheduled through software that I use. They go out to you individually from my phone. And they, if you send me a message, it goes only back to me, nobody else can see it. And if I answer you, it only goes back to you. So please do feel comfortable with doing that. But yeah, this is just to say, I hope you've enjoyed the month. I hope, and I have seen, you know, a lot of you really engaging and doing a lot, and I've seen great progress with your goals. And I'm really looking forward to our topic next month, which I'll be announcing over the next couple of days. But again, any questions, do get in touch with me, and I wish you a beautiful week ahead.